Hey everyone, it's Wobby back at NFL Network, joined now by Rhett Lewis. You all watch Path to the Draft.
Yes.
This is the man who hosts Path to the Draft.
What's up, Rhett? My man? Glad to have you guys back.
Well, we
this
love
year.
Being here.
Yeah, this
Thanks
is cool.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
We're in your neighborhood.
Yes, indeed.
And it's pretty cool to see what you guys do every single day. We see it on TV, but we get to see it here in person. It looks like a lot of fun.
It really is. And you know what? That's a great way to put it, because you know what we do on Path to the Draft? We go through a lot of the prospects and try to do three-word evaluations.
Yeah.
So if I could give you three words to describe my job, it would be not a job.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And it's, you know, get paid for something you're passionate about, and that's what we love. We love talking about the draft this time of year, mm-hmm. and that's what it's all about on Path.
It's amazing. You spend so much time talking about it, and it feels like the draft is forever away, but it's not forever away.
It's draft month, man.
It's right
Happy
here.
Draft month
Isn't
to you.
Exciting?
Let's go. It's April. Yeah,
I mean,
no kidding.
We've done the combine. We're doing the pro days.
Yep.
Teams are starting to have guys come to their facilities for visits. I mean, we're right there.
This is also getting to be one of the more interesting parts of Path to the Draft season, right? Yes, as you mentioned, pro days are starting to wind down today. My alma mater has their pro day today at Indiana. Okay. Looking forward to seeing that. But, you know, this is also the kind of the time of misinformation a
mm-hmm.
little bit. You gotta decipher whether to believe or deceive, or whether, you know, these visits mm-hmm. and the private workouts are built to deceive. Like,
yeah.
who really knows, except for maybe Rick Spielman and mm-hmm. and all the other GMs around the league. So that's part of the fun we have on Path to the Draft and sorting that out.
It seems like you're always coming back to a lineman of some sort with the Vikings, an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman. Kind of seems like that's where the conversation always goes. Do you think it's going to stay that way?
I think that's where there is a ton of value down in the bottom end of the first round. Where the Vikings are picking at 30 there. I think you get some real good value at the end of the first round. I would love it if Will Hernandez was around at 30 for you guys, the guard out of UTEP. I don't think he will be. But I'm also a big believer in taking a strength of your team and keeping it a strength.
Sure.
Right? You know, defense is great. You know, front seven for the Vikings is fantastic, but it's going to be hard to keep every one of those guys around.
Right.
So why not back it up and get another guy to throw in the rotation in the middle of that D-line? Or, you know, maybe in the second round coming back with a guy. Let's go back to the LSU well. Let's get a guy, you know, kind of like Danielle Hunter was when he came out of LSU in Arden Key, a little bit of raw.
Yeah.
Develop him in Mike Zimmer's system a little bit, and maybe you get a player like that. So, you know, keeping reinforcing those strengths, I think, is a good philosophy.
You know, and I think to dovetail off of that point, Rhett, you have a defense that's mostly intact coming back
yeah.
with the starters are coming back. So when you get a young player like that, it's a very ideal situation for that player to learn, because you're not throwing a bunch of reps at him that he's not ready for.
You
can bring him along as needed, right?
No question. And that experience is so valuable for guys. And we see it a lot, you know, on the flip side with quarterbacks. You know, a lot of times quarterbacks get forced right out onto the field if they're a top draft pick, and maybe they could have benefited from that time learning behind a starter. Maybe we see that a bit more this year. I don't know. I know you guys are completely out of the quarterback market.
Yes,
and,
we are.
Thanks to Kirk Cousins, and I think that's a pretty good deal too.
Yeah, and you know, actually it's the signing of Kirk Cousins that kind of brings up the point you made about you're not sure which guys you're going to be able to have back and which guys you can't because you got this big contract. But this is the position where it's worth to have a big contract. So what did you think about the Cousins signing?
I mean, I loved it. Like, let's go all in on the best guy out there.
Yeah.
And I think that there's so much tape out there on Kirk Cousins where you're not truly projecting for a free agent. And, you know, I think in this market, you're always going to, let's say, overpay for mm-hmm. a free agent. But in this sense, this never happens. You never get a quarterback of this caliber that's available. And I think it was once we saw that, you know, the three guys who left and Teddy and Case and Sam were not long for the Twin Cities, then this became an absolute perfect fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to see what Kirk can do.
Yeah, and I think Kirk is excited to be in Minnesota, quite frankly, you know,
yeah.
because it's a very good team that he joins.
It's a fantastic team. I mean, and I thought the situations with Minnesota and Denver were actually pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two really good defenses there, and then you've got some weapons on the outside, on the perimeter. And now with Minnesota, Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, you throw Kyle Rudolph into the mix. I mean, and oh, by the way, Dalvin Cook comes back. Come on. I mean, this is like, you know, Kirk went from a place that he wasn't sure he wanted to be to a place I'm sure he hopes he finishes his career.
You mentioned Dalvin Cook. Let's talk about him quickly before we go. I mean, this time last year, you guys were talking a lot about Dalvin Cook, and he winds up going in the second round to the Vikings. Pretty good find, right?
Yeah, it turns out to be a steal. And that's something that you almost look as kind of like an acquisition this year, because we saw so little of him last year. You're like, oh, man, you know, Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon were fantastic. But now we get Dalvin Cook back, a guy who could have been in the discussion for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. So before we go, the Minneapolis Miracle.
Yes.
Obviously something that swept not just Minneapolis and Minnesota, but the league. That was an unbelievable
thing. The world. Yeah. Come on. It was fantastic.
And you were in a great spot for that. You saw it. You were doing a show in the middle of it, and you were sitting next to none other than Reggie Bush.
Oh,
and you know that Reggie. That was piercing his heart when that happened. We saw it.
I think this was the look on my face when it happened.
And this was Reggie.
Reggie was like, I know what you did last summer look. It was really Reggie had to get up from the desk and walk around and walk over and leave. It was just two sets over here. That was just unbelievable. And to tie it back to today, Stephon Diggs, of course, who, you know, caught it and scored the touchdown, went to Maryland, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have on Path of the Draft a guy who wore number one at Maryland at wideout. Talking with us here this week. So DJ Moore.
Yeah, awesome.
And wore number one because of Stephon Diggs. So it all comes full circle.
That's pretty cool. Well, thank you very much for your time. We love being here.
My pleasure, man.
For more from Rhett, watch Path to the Draft on NFL Network. It will get you ready for the NFL Draft, which is right around the corner.